on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, two dots, the top of the map. Omer of Yitzchok Baradifa, Omer of Huna. Ner Shiesh La Shnei Pios, Ola Lebeis Bnei Yodam. If you have a candle that has two wicks, so two people can be Yotze with that candle. Rashi, Shtei Pios, Shaneros Shalahem Shalcheresein. Their Neros, again, Ner means a lamp. Their lamps were made out of earthenware, umechusin, and they're covered. Va'osin lo neke b'tzive kisuyo, and in the edge, the side of the cover, right? In other words, towards the one side of the top, they make a hole. Lahachnis lo b'psila, and that's where the wick goes in. So on the top of the lamp, there's what's called a hole in the one of the extremes on the top. There's also a space that's empty, so you can put the oil in and let the air also get to it. So if you put two holes in it, one on one end and one on the other end, right, so you have two wicks and the same lamp, it counts for two people. So who is this talking about? You have two people lighting candles, and each one lights one candle, that's the mahadrin, right? Each one lights one. So this one has one, and they're separated, what's it called, by the length of the lamp. Okay, that's how Rashi learns. Tosfos says that it's talking about two people who live in houses, mamish right next to each other, right, in a chotzer. Because by the houses, you don't light by the house entrance, you light by the entrance of the chotzer. And both of their houses open into the same chotzer, so they light mamish together, the same place. So it's possible to have one person lighting here and one person a few inches later. That's how Tosfos says, and he'd want to say like Rashi, because he holds that not everybody lights their own menorah. Only the Balabais lights the number of candles for the people in the house. So therefore, he said this way. Or it could be talking where two houses are mamish right next to each other. Right? Duplex houses, where you can have almost the same doors mamish right next to each other. Or it can be talking about the ner that you add every night, the mahadrin mina mahadrin, right? That's your, what's it called, tonight's the second night. If you have a lamp with wicks that are separated, then it counts for two nights, not just for one. Okay. Whatever it is, whenever you need two candles, that it could be the two different people or two nights or whatever, you yotze as long as each wick is separate from the other one. Omar Rava, Mila Ka'ara Shemen, Vehikifa Psilos. You filled a bowl full of oil, and you put what's it called wicks inside the bowl. So Kofa Aleh Kli Ola L'Kam B'nei Adam. If you put a separate kli with a hole in it over each wick, so you segregated each wick right by itself with a vessel over it. So then each one counts for a different person. Each candle is a separate thing, and 10 people could be Yotze Neros Chanukah with 10 wicks in a bowl, each one with a kli over it, separating it from the other ones. Lo kofa le kli, asoka mi madura. If you didn't put a kli in, then you made a bonfire. If you have 10 wicks in a bowl, right, then it's a bonfire. Vafilu le echod namien. Nobody's Yotze, not even one person's Yotze. So Rashi, Asoka Madura, Shaesh Mischaberis Lemtsi Isa, the Eno Doma, the Nair. It's not like a Nair, because all the fires will combine together. So some say, the Baal HaIter says, that you don't dafka have to put a kli over each wick. You just have to separate the wicks far enough from each other that they don't connect, that the flames don't connect. So that's not called a Madura. And he gives a shear of an etzba, one finger's width separated, and the others say two etzbals. But whatever that they hold. The Ritva holds no. Even if there's a separation, right, still no good. You have to have a kli dafka over it, making that separation. The smat brings from here, Rashi's mashma, you can't light Hanukkah menorah in a circle, because the circle itself looks like a bonfire. And the prefather says, don't nafkamina what the configuration is. If there's enough space between the candles, even in a circle is fine. Mr. Maril brings down that you should be able to look at it and see that this is one menorah and that how many candles there are. Our minig is to light per night, so one shouldn't go in and one go out, that it could look like five menorahs. It should look like one menorah. They should be in a row in a way that if you look at it, you know it's one menorah. So you know how many nights it is or whatever. But otherwise, it doesn't make a difference what the configuration is. Omarat Rava. Shita li ner beso v'ner Chanukah, ner beso adith. Rava said, it's clear to me that if you have enough money to buy ner Shabbos or ner Chanukah, right, then ner Shabbos comes first. Yishum shalom beso, because of shalom bayis. The whole purpose of ner, one of the purposes of ner Shabbos is you shouldn't eat in the dark and people trip over each other in the dark. So our shalom bayis is more important than Pirsumei Nisa. So if you can only buy one Shabbos candle or one Hanukkah candle, buy the Shabbos candle so you don't sit in the dark. And you can't just buy the Hanukkah candle and use it for Shabbos too, because Lamaisa, what's it called, you're not allowed to be Nehenna from the Neros of Hanukkah. Even though there's a Mogen Avraham, first of all, so then this is only to buy one Shabbos candle. Even if you light 10 normally, right, if you have enough money to buy one and one Hanukkah candle, buy one Hanukkah candle and one Shabbos candle and not two Shabbos candles. Right? So we're talking about the minimum Shabbos candle just to have light. So if you don't have enough money to buy one Shabbos candle, then buy that and forget about Hanukkah. The Magen Avraham says that this is only where they live outside. So buying the Hanukkah candle won't help for Shabbos because the light's outside and you're eating inside and you're tripping over each other in the dark. But Bizman Hazeh, where most people light inside, then you can buy the Hanukkah candle, light it l'shem Hanukkah, and even though you're not allowed to be Nehenna Mi'oro, you have no choice, right? So here, b'di'evid, you're allowed to sit and eat your meal to the Hanukkah candle. There's light in the house, people aren't going to trip. It's not that as if you're reading the dafka keneged the or, you're just making use of the light, memela, right? You don't have to leave your house. So that's what the Magen Avraham says in one place. Another place, mashma, that since it's also lehenos mi'oro, even in our time, when people light inside, you have to buy the Shabbos candle and forget about Hanukkah because you're not allowed to use the Hanukkah candle even for that kind of use. Huh? No, you don't have electricity. They turn off your electricity. You don't have any money to pay your bills either. Right? You only have money for one candle, right? So you can pay your electric bill. Okay.
What about the candle with two wicks? Can one be Shabbos, one be Hanukkah?
Can one be Shabbos and one be Hanukkah? Yeah. Why not? They're considered like two separate candles. Okay, ner beso, the kiddush hayom. Okay, now you have another dilemma. Okay, you have enough money either to buy one Shabbos candle or to buy wine for kiddush. So ner beso of it. Shalom bayis is more important than kiddush. Okay, mishum shalom beso. Okay, now over here, the shaili is, what's it called? What are we talking about? Kiddush. Lechara Kiddush is Deoraisa. So some say that what's it called? It's only talking where you have bread. You have bread, but you don't have any wine. So you'll be Yotze Kiddush on bread. But you don't. The Hidr is to do it on wine. So better not be Mahadr and make Kiddush on wine, but better make it on bread and have Shabbos candles. So Shabbos candles come before bread. Before wine, when you have bread, at least to make Kiddush.
Why? Okay. You prepare. You don't see the rice prepare.
What?
It's only Minda Rabbanim to do it on the yayin or the bread.
No, some hold that Kiddush on the yayin is the rice. Right. But in any case, where you have bread so you can make Kiddush, then what's it called? Then the wine doesn't come before Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos comes first. But if you don't have bread, so the wine then is what's it called, is kiddush, you can't make kiddush without wine or bread. So then you won't be able to make kiddush bechlau, and according to many kiddush is doraisa, so therefore kiddush comes before Ner Shabbos. Okay, then if you're not going to be able to make kiddush, it's a child of making kiddush at all, or having what's it called, Ner Shabbos, kiddush comes first, where it won't happen at all. That's what the Ran and the Rashba say, and the Meiri and the Rabbeinu Yonason say, even if you don't have bread, and you won't make kiddush at all, right, still, you what's it called, Ner Shabbos comes first. And Mestama, they hold that the whole Indian of kiddush, al-hayayin, al-hapas, is only drabonan, and you could be yotze kiddush doraisa in tefillah, or whatever, memel is a yotze kiddush in tefillah. And the din d'rabbanan you don't have, because shalom bayis is more important.
If the person's not married, if he doesn't have a wife,
I mean, what does that do?
Then there's no shalom bayis.
No, shalom bayis also means that you don't trip around, what's it called. I mean, if the guy's alone in the house, shalom bayis means also that you don't trip in the dark either, not just other people. Mistam, I'm not sure. It's good cash. Okay. He also says in Morgan Avraham, if you have nothing to eat at all, right, then eating Shabbos comes before eating in the light, right? You can't eat, so you can't eat in the light either. So, but their Shabbos comes before any other food. You know, if you have the minimum, you have a piece of bread, fine. If you have nothing to eat, right, then eating comes before their Shabbos. And the, what's it called? The Taz says that bread, always, if you have no bread, it always precedes Ner Shabbos. Because you have to be Yotzi Suda Doraisa Min HaTorah, you have to be Yotzi Lechem Mishni holds Min HaTorah. So those things are Min HaTorah, they take precedence. What if you have both of them? Which one comes first? So the Ramban says that you light Ner Shabbos before Ner Chanukah, and you're Mechavah not to Mechavah Shabbos. Because Tadir, Ner Shabbos is Tadir and more Choshuv, because of Shalom Bayis. So first you light Ner Shabbos, and then you light Ner Chanukah. And you're Mechavah not to be Yotzi, not to be Mechavah Shabbos. The Bahag says the opposite, like we do. First you light Ner Chanukah, and then you light Ner Shabbos, because we're afraid that if you light Ner Shabbos first, you may be Mechavah Shabbos, and you end up not lighting Ner, not being able to light Ner Chanukah at all. Okay. Let's go on. Now the Gemara has a shayla like this. Boy, Rav, Ner Chanukah the Kiddush Hayo. Mau. If you have a shayla between having Ner Chanukah and Kiddush. Okay, Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos always comes before. But Ner Chanukah and Kiddush, what's the ikra over here? Kiddush Hayom Adif, and here's the same thing. It's talking where you don't have wine, but you have bread. Okay. Right, or according to the other Shita, even if you don't have bread. Okay, whichever. But which one comes first? Kiddush Hayom Adif, the Tadir. Kiddush Hayom comes more frequently than Chanukah, every week. Or maybe Ner Chanukah comes first because of Pirsumei Nisa. Boser Diboyi Hader Pashta. After he asked the Shaila, he himself came to the conclusion, Ner Chanukah Adik Mishum Pirsumei Nisa. Ner Chanukah comes before Kiddush Hayom because of Pirsumei Nisa. Pirsumei Nisa is more important than Tadir, right? And therefore, like we said, according to those opinions, that at least you'll make Kiddush on bread, right, you don't have to go get wine. It's better to make Ner Chanukah because of Pirsumei Nisa. Rashi, Shalom Beiso, Ner Beiso v'Ner Chanukah, Ner Beiso v'Shabbos, v'Hu Ani, v'Ein Lo Kedei Likno Shem and L'Shtei Neros. You just have enough money to buy oil for two candles. Shalom Beiso, v'Hach Yarmin L'Kamon, v'Tiznach Mishalom Nafshi, Zu Hadlakas Ner Shabbos. Later on, the Gemara learns from a pasuk, v'Tiznach Mishalom Nafshi. I was what's it called? My the peace of my home was abandoned because I didn't have Ner Shabbos. Why? Shibnei Beso Mitzdar in Leisha Bechosha, because the family is Mitzdar to sit in the dark. Right? Mashma from Rashi a little bit. That's Dafka if you have a family. Right? But for you yourself to be Mitzdar, maybe it's not called Shalom Bayis. Okay. But it could be that. It could be again. Shalom Bayis doesn't mean necessarily. There's also a separate idea. Right, besides the fact that they're mitzvah to sit in the dark, there's an idea of people tripping over each other. But aside from that, just sitting in the dark is not... So shalom bayis doesn't necessarily mean that it has to do with the interaction between people. It's the perfection of the home. That's shalom bayis. Shalom bayis means shleimus habayis. So even if you're alone, and you have to sit in the dark, then your home is not a perfect place. It's not a harmonious place, right? Even though there's no other people there for you, the home is not a harmonious home. You got to sit in the dark. So it could be that even with an individual, there's an idea of shalom bayis. It's more mistaber that if you don't have anybody else except yourself, there's no idea of shalom bayis. The only thing is, I'm just thinking out loud because I couldn't think of the question to begin with, but it could be not like that. Because if that's the case, then maybe you shouldn't light Shabbos candles if you're alone. And there's still a need to light Shabbos candles. And if the whole thing of Shabbos candles is shalom bayis, right? There are other inyanim of Shabbos candles, right? L'chora, then that idea doesn't apply. Nobody doesn't say that anywhere. It's mashma that it does apply even when a person's alone. Bonim ta. Oh, we didn't get it yet. Okay, let's go on. Omar Rav Huna, a rogel b'ner, havin le bonim talmidei chachamim. A person who is rogel b'ner, he's what's it called? He is accustomed to always having ner Shabbos. Okay, that's what we're talking about now, ner Shabbos. So his children will be talmidei chachamim. Right, that's mida k'neged mida. Ner mitzvah, the Torah or. So if you have that or. That represents the or of Torah, your children will be Talmidei Chachamim if you're Rogel B'ner. Hazoyer B'mitzvah, Zocha L'dira Noah. Similarly, Mida K'neged Mida, if you're Zoyer, extra careful with the mitzvah mezuzah, then you'll be Zocha to have a nice house. Hazoyer B'tzitzis, a person who's extra careful with tzitzis, Zocha L'talisma, he'll be Zocha to have a nice beged. Hazoyer B'kiddush Hayom, Zocha M'male Garve Yayin. Personal zohar with kiddush, he makes kiddush with extra carefulness, so he'll be zocher to fill barrels of wine. Rav Huna havi rogel de havi cholif etoni apischa de Rav Avin Nagra. Right, Rav Huna used to go to the Beis Medrash of Rav Avin Nagra, and passed by his home. Chazer de havi rogel bishraga tuva. So he saw that he was accustomed to lighting a lot of candles l'kavod Shabbos. Omar trei gavri ravri nafke mihacha. So he said, two great talmidei chacham are going to come from this home. And nafke minayu Rav Idi bar Ovin v'Rav Chia bar Ovin. His two sons, Rav Idi and Rav Chia, were both big talmidei chacham. And we'll see in 1 second. Rashi learns that he saw that he was rogil, bishrogei tuva, means that he lit and his wife lit, both of them. So since both of them did it, they're going to have two talmidei chacham. Rav Chizda havi rogil, da havi cholif etoni apischa devei nosha, to Rav Shizbi. Rav Chizda used to pass by the house of Rav Shizbi's deceased father, Rashi says. Right, nasha, devei nasha is the way you call somebody's father's home when they're no longer alive. Tosis points out that that's why in Iksuva, if the father is no longer alive, the kala's father, then you write in Iksuva, the hanolasle mi bei nasha, not mi bei avua, that she brought in from her father's house, but if her father's no longer alive, you write devei nasha, which means her deceased father's house. Just like we see over here. Tosus himself then goes on to say, no, we find that Nasha can even mean when the father's alive. So whatever you write is okay. But that's how Tosus says it in the beginning, that Dvei Nasha refers to when it's the father's home when he's no longer alive. So, Chazav Avi Rogel B'Shragi Tuva. So he saw that he was, what's it called, used to light a lot of candles. Omar Gavra Rabba Nafik Mihach. He said, hey, what's it called? A great person is going to come from this house. Nafik Minai Rav Shizbi. And Rav Shizbi Taka came from him. That was Rav Shizbi, who came from the father of Rav Shizbi, who was Rogil with Neiros. Okay. What's it called? Rashi says, let's see Rashi. Bonim Talmidei Chachamim. You'll see, ki ner mitzvah the Torah or. Al yedei ner mitzvah, the Shabbos, the Chanukah, bo or the Torah. So Rashi learns that it's both mitzvahs, both Shabbos and Chanukah, right, or anywhere else where he has a mitzvah to light a candle. These are the two Iker ones you'll get the Bonim Talmidei Chachamim. The Rebbe Ovin Nagra, Chorash Eitzim. Nagra means a carpenter. He was Rav Ovin the carpenter. Bishraga de Shabbos. He was Zohir in lighting candles for Shabbos. Cholifitani, over Vishonik, Lomar, over Tom. He used to pass by his house all the time. Devein Nasha, Aviv, the Ikadamri Chavit, Subchamit. So Rashi says over here that, what's it called, that Devein Nasha, right, Masha from Rashi, it doesn't have to be deceased, like Tosus in the end says. Devein Nasha means either his father's home or his father-in-law's home. Nofak Minayu, he said, from this man will come, what's it called, a great person. And Rav Shizbi came from him. So he says, if it was his father, so it's obvious that Rav Shizbi came from such a great father that used to light candles. This is father-in-law, Rashi says, Nofak Minayu Dechos No Kipno, that a son-in-law is like a son. And therefore it's considered like it came from him, even if it was his father-in-law's home, but he'll be Zochet to have a son-in-law, it's as if he gave birth to that son-in-law. So, okay, let's go on. The Visu de Rav Yosef, one second, so before we go on, Rashi, where does Rashi say this? Why the first one had two Talmidei Chachamim, and the second one only one? So, Tosa says, in the first case, the husband and the wife lit. So they had two zechuyos. So they had two children who were Talmidei Chachamim by Rav Chiya bar or by Rav Avi. Here it says, what's it called? He has the girsa, the Havi Regila, only the woman lit. So they only had one Talmid Chacham. The Marsha says differently. He says, in the first case, they were Rogil in two mitzvahs, Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. So they had two Talmidei Chacham. In the second one, they were only Rogel B'ner Shabbos. Only had one Talmid Chacham. Okay. Go on. Divisu de Rav Yosef, Havis Ma'achra Umadlekes. Rav Yosef's wife used to light Shabbos candles late. Okay? On purpose. Not because she couldn't make it on time. Right, late over here doesn't mean after Shkia, obviously. She's Machal Shabbos. Late means the last possible minute before Shkia. And she thought that was a hiddur, because you're doing it the Kavod Shabbos. The closer to Shabbos you do it, the more it's obvious you're doing it for the sake of Shabbos and not for any other purpose. So that was her minute. She's the light, the last possible minute.
How did they know back then without
What?
How did they know back then without proper clocks?
They watched the sun.
Yeah,
but... What? It's easier to know. And in a, it says in a, what's it called, in a, the Gemara license discusses later. How do you know? The Gemara asks this question. How do you know when the time is, and on a cloudy day, how do you know? But in any case, there were signs of when they knew Bechlau, the day. How they know at night when it was? They saw by the stars, whatever. In the daytime, they saw by the sun. Or they saw by other simonim of animals or whatever that towards sunset changed their habits. So she did it, what's it called, the last minute before she saw the sunset. She saw the sun setting, then she lit. Omar la Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef said to her, Tanya, lo yomish amud ha'onan yomon, va'amud ha'esh laila, melamed shamud onan mashlim amud ha'esh. When they were in the midbar, so they had a cloud in the daytime that went ahead of them, and a pillar of fire at night. So the pillar of fire and the cloud overlapped. Right, there was never a time we didn't have either of them, even for a second. So the pillar of fire came early, before the pillar of the what's it called, the cloud went away, and the cloud came in the in the night, the end of the night, before the pillar of fire went away. Melamed she'amud onan mashim lamud ha'esh va'amud ha'esh mashim lamud ha'onan, and therefore we see. When you have to, what's it called, start to light something, so it has to be earlier, not so much later. It's not the last minute that you can do it. The pillar of fire came earlier. Rashi. Ma'achara umadlekas, near shel Shabbos, somach l'chashecha. She used to light it right before sunset. Lo yomish, kro yiseiruhu, l'hach drosha, doksiv Hashem holich l'fneyam yoma. This pasuk is totally extra, because it already said that in the day there was a cloud, at night there was a pillar of fire. Amud ha'anan shal yom, mashlim oro la'amud ha'esh, shaya amud ha'esh ba kodem, sheyishka amud ha'anan. Alma orech ara b'hachi, that's the normal way. That if you have, what's it called, a pillar of fire that's going to come to illuminate the night, it doesn't come right before the night, it comes already still while it's still day. So she figured, sovra lak dume, so she said, okay, so I'll light her real early. Right, I'll light her even earlier. Amar la, husaba, taninu, vad shlo yaktim, v'shlo ya'acher. Shouldn't do it too early or too late. Right? Should be a few minutes before Shkia, right, and not earlier than that. Okay. Because if you do it too early, it doesn't look like you're doing the Kavod Shabbos. Okay, Rashi. Lagdume ba'od hayom gadol. She thought she would light early while it was still full day. Tanina shonani. So Rav Yosef said, no, I learned. Shelo yakdim delo minkra shushal Shabbos. Don't do it too early because it doesn't look like it's for Shabbos. Okay? Tosus and Bracha says that this halacha that you can't do it earlier is only if you're not Makabel Shabbos when you light. So if you're not Makabel Shabbos and you're lighting early, it doesn't look like you're doing it the Kavod Shabbos. But if you're Makabel Shabbos when you light, then you can do it from Plaga Mincha on. The earliest you can do is Plaga Mincha. But from Plaga Mincha, you're allowed to light candles as long as you're Makabel Shabbos. If you're not Makabel Shabbos, then what's it called? Then you have to do it within a short period before Shabbos. We have like 18 minutes, 20 minutes before. That's called a small amount. Yerushalayim, they light 40 minutes before, right? L'chora, though, that the woman who lights is Makabel Shabbos. If you're not Makabel Shabbos, right, then you can't light from Plag HaMincha unless you're Makabel Shabbos. How much it has to be close, I'm not sure. Right? It doesn't have to be mamish a few minutes before. For sure, even if you're not Makabel Shabbos, you can light 20 minutes before. So with a 40 minutes before in Yerushalayim and you're not Makabel Shabbos, I'm not sure. Okay, let's go on. Omar Rava, Derochim Rabbanon, Havilei Bonin Rabbanon. A person who loves Talmidei Chachamim will have children who are Talmidei Chachamim. The Marsha says, because a guy who loves Talmidei Chachamim must himself already be a Talmud Chacham. So he doesn't need the bracha that he'll be a Talmud Chacham. So he has the bracha, his children will be Talmidei Chachamim. Right? How do you know that a guy who loves Talmidei Chachamim is already a Talmud Chacham? Because if he's not a Talmud Chacham, right, it says, Amei Ha'aretz hate Talmidei Chachamim. And Amma Aretz, deep down, it says, the Gemara says that Sina, that Amei Ha'aretz have for Talmidei Chacham is greater than the Sina that than Goyim have for Yid. Right? So if a person is not Talmud Chacham, he's not going to love Talmidei Chacham. So therefore, if he's already a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't need to be a Talmud Chacham, so his children will be Talmidei Chacham. The Mokir Rabban, and here there's two different girsas, right? The Mokir Rabban, a person who respects Talmidei Chacham, his sons-in-law will be Talmidei Chachamim. The Dachil Mirabbanan, a person who doesn't necessarily respect, but he's afraid, he has awe, respect, right? Mokir means that he, I guess what's it called, the difference between, Mokir means that he values them. And Dachil means that he stands in awe of them. The Dachil Mirabbanan, who gufei havitzur mem rabbon? He himself will be a talmud chacham. The ilav bar hochin, if he's not fit to be a talmud chacham, right? In other words, he's not capable. Then who mishtamen mi lekitzur? Then at least people will listen to him like they listen to talmidei chacham. I don't know if that's such a great bracha of his manazeh, but in any case, but it means they will listen to him, I guess. The gra has the opposite girsa here. The gra has, if you look on the side, somewhere this. The Gra has Dachil Mirabbanan, his sons-in-law will be Talmidei Chacham. You have awe of a Talmud Chacham, your sons-in-law will be Talmidei Chacham. And the Mokir Rabbanan, the one who values Talmidei Chachamim, so he himself will be Talmud Chacham. From this Gemara Lecha'ori, you can medayik a little bit that not everybody is capable of being a Talmud Chacham. Right? And this ongoing machlokus with Rav Aaron. A lot of Sfarim say that if you put your mind to it and you really, right, everybody could be a Talmud Chacham. And Lamaisa, that's not necessarily the case. Right? Everybody is born with their capabilities, with a tremendous amount of effort. you can go beyond those capabilities to a certain amount, but if you put in a tremendous amount of effort and you have a 60 IQ, you're never going to be Einstein, okay, in my estimation, okay? Again, nisim can happen too, but that's a nace, shalom derech atef. And therefore, people are born with different capabilities, and some people, they could be a big Talmud Chacham, but not be, what's it called, you could be a big Yirei Shamayim or whatever, but you're not going to be a big Talmud Chacham if you just don't have the mental capabilities of learning. So, not everybody's cut out for that, and that's what's it called. And a person who's not should know how he can be Oved Rabbanu Shel Olam, and not necessarily be the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, right? It's beyond my comprehension to say that everybody who puts their mind to it could be Rabbi Akiva Eiger.
Is the same thing
for a good midos? No, good midos is, that's totally in Bechira, right? In other words, if you're going to, good midos depends what you mean. If you mean behavior, good behavior, that's Bechira, that anybody could do. But whether you're the kind of person who has a disposition for a certain thing or not, no, that's the Rambam says. Those things are decreed before you're born. They're things that have nothing to do with your Bechira.
But they're all suggesting that one can overcome the midot limitations more easily than Talmud Chacham.
Yeah, because that's behavior, right? Even though you can't overcome midos, for instance, if you're by nature a very, cruel person, right? You're never going to become a very merciful person. But you'll be able to behave properly, meaning that when it's time to be merciful, you'll be able to force yourself. And when the Vilna Gaon says that clearly, that midos, you can't change your midos. Midos are like a horse. You can direct it. You can't change horses in the middle of the game. Okay, that's... Okay, so even by midos. So the Rambam says, whether a person's a chacham or a tipesh is predetermined, right, before he's born. Whether he's going to use his knowledge and how much he has properly or not, that's behavior, right? You can be a genius and be a Russian, and you can be a dull person and be a tzaddik, right? That's how you use your chachma. But how much chachma you have, l'chora, nobody can convince me that if you have 60 IQ, you can be Ruki Vager, right? Just because you put in a lot of effort. There were all the stories in the world.
So in this Gemara, what's the Talmud? Somebody who's a Talmud Chacham respects Talmud Chacham because he is a Talmud Chacham. What if
he loves Talmud Chacham?
He loves, right.
Now, some sense, what Mar is saying over here is that a person who either respects or has awe of Talmud Chachamim, right, will himself become a Talmud Chacham if he's capable. Right, he'll have that Siyata Dishmaya. If he's not capable, then he'll, what's it called, then he'll at least, people will listen to him like this. But you see from the Gemara that it's totally in being capable. If he's not capable, he's not capable. Doesn't say that even if he's not capable, he's going to become a Talmud Chacham. Right? Doesn't say that. So you'll have Siyata Dishmaya to a point. What?
What
Rabbi? Second. Rashi's first. Derachim ohev hevel lebanim rabbanim v'havoso aleihem ke'av al haben. Right? He'll have what's it called? Children that are Talmidei Chachamim, and he'll love them like, what's it called, just like he'll love his children, and then he'll be loving Talmidei Chachamim like he was Zoche to what's it called, because he loves other Talmidei Chachamim. The Ilav Barhochi, She'eno Rogel Lasek B'Torah, right? Rogel over here can mean, but that's not Lav Barhochi, then be Rogel, right? Rogel means that he's not capable of it, right? He's not the kind of person who can sit and be Osik B'Torah. Right? He can learn Torah, but Osik B'Torah is a different madrega. Right? What's the Bach say? What's the Bach? Gimel? The Ilav Barhochi who? She'eno. Yeah. She'eno what? Eino Rogel. He's not that kind of person. The Chor wants to say, Adarabba, go and learn. You'll become a Talmud Chacham. It's not for him. It's not within his capabilities.
Okay. Even with a small IQ, if he can sit and learn, he has the potential.
What?
According to Rashi, he doesn't have a high IQ, but he can sit. He can sit many hours and keep on learning. He will eventually become a Talmud Chacham.
Lavdafka. I'm saying Rogel doesn't mean he doesn't usually do it. It means he's not capable of it. That's a pshat. Otherwise, let it say, if he's not, then sit and learn. So he'll be a Talmud Chacham. Right? Why should he get a schus if it's his Bechira? Why should he get, if he's not Rogel, then mili mishtana. Why should you get any schus? I don't know. You have the potential to be a Talmud Chacham. So do it. You don't do it. Tough luck. You lost it. Why should there be another alternative? Right? Doesn't make sense. Right? You could sit and learn. You choose not to sit and learn. So we're going to give you a booby prize, right, because you chose not to sit and learn? If you don't want the prize, you don't get it. Mashma, it's not an idea that it depends on your bechira. If you can't do it, so you'll get this prize. If you could do it, you'll get this prize. But if you could do it and you don't do it, right, then you're not getting any prize. You gave back the prize. The prize is either you'll be a Talmud Chacham or people listen to you, right? So what's it called? Why should you get the prize if people listen to you if you could get the prize that you're a Talmud Chacham and you decide you threw it back into the Ribono Shel Olam face? Obviously, this for whatever reason it could be. It could be that a person just doesn't have the zitzlash. Not that he doesn't have the mental capabilities, okay? It fits him better. He just can't sit. There are people who just can't sit. And without sitting and learning, right, you're not going to be a Talmud Chacham. Rav Shiva, Rav Boris Sorotsky used to say, kosher egg, right, is pointy at the top and broad at the bottom. Non-kosher eggs are either pointy at both ends or roundish on both ends. So he said that's symbol of a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham on the bottom has to not be pointy. He has to be able to sit. And on the top, he has to be sharp. His head has to be sharp. But if either way, he has a sharp head, but he can't sit, right? Because he has also a pointed bottom, right? Or he can sit, but his head is round too. He's not sharp. Right? He's not going to be a Talmud Chacham. Right? Talmud Chacham is the kosher egg, is where this end is sharp, and the other end, he could sit down. Okay. The Lobe Shemin Sreifa. What Shemin Sreifa? My Shemin Sreifa. Omarava Shemin Shel Truma Shinitma. Shemin of Truma that became Tame. The Amai Korilo Shemin Sreifa. Why is it called Shemin Sreifa? Hoel Vele Sreifa Omed. Since it's what's it called going to, you have to burn it. Okay. Uva Shabbos My Time Alo. That's why I told you, Rafi, that the Gemara is going to discuss how you know, right? I'm learning Daf Yomi also, and it's also I'm a little bit more than a month ahead. So Daf Yomi is a few blot ahead over here. And 2 days ago's Daf Yomi was this Gemara's book on Ben Hashmosh, is how you know when it's what simonim you have on a cloudy day or whatever. Except since I'm learning these both at the same time, I thought the Gemara is going to speak about it in a few minutes. It doesn't. It's about 2-3 blot later. Two. Okay. Oh, Vashabbos, my time alone. Why can't you light with Shemin Truma Tmeya on Erev Shabbos? Mitosha Mitzvah of the Varo, Zera Shemayata. Since there's a mitzvah to burn the Shemin Truma, right? Shemin Srefa. And we're afraid that while it's burning on Shabbos, you're going to be thinking about the mitzvah. You want to get this burnt as fast as possible. You'll forget that it's Shabbos and you'll tilt the lamp to make it burn faster. Omerle Abaya, Elameyato Beyontif Lishtari. If that's the case, then on Yontif, it should be Mutter. Right? Al Matnan, Ein Madlikin B'Shemin Sreifa Beyontov. Gzeira, what's it called? You can't light with Shemin Truma Tmeya even on Yontif. Right? Where it says, Gzeira, in other words, Erev Yontif. Right? If the reason is that you may come to tilt the flame, then what's it called? On Yontif, you're allowed to tilt the flame. So why couldn't you light with Shemin Sreifa on Erev Yontif? Right? Gemara says, Gzeira Yontif after Shabbos. No, we'll make a Gzeira. If we let you light at Erev Yontif, right, you may come to light at Erev Shabbos. But Chista Omar, L'Shema Yata Lo Chashina. That's not the Chash. I'm not afraid that Shabbos, you're going to say, oh, I have a mitzvah to let this oil burn, right, and therefore I want to burn it faster. We're not afraid of that. Elohacha B'Yontif Shechol Yos Erev Shabbos Haskina. We're talking specifically about a yontif that fell on Friday. You're lighting Shabbos candles on yontif. Okay? Lefisha ein sorfim kodshim b'yontif. You're not allowed to burn kodshim, or truma here, right, on yontif. Try the whether you can't burn truma on yontif min ha-Torah, right? or only kodshim and truma's exera. But whatever it is, you're not allowed to burn truma or kodshim. We learn it from a pasuk. You can't burn these things. It's considered a malacha. Right? You can't burn these things on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The homi diktani seifa ein madlikim b'shem and seifa b'yom tov. That when what's it called? When Erev Shabbos falls on Yom Tov, you can't do it. Michlal de reisha la b'yom tov askinim. Mashma that the reisha where it says you can't use shem and seifa is talking about regular Erev Shabbos. Right? So how could you say that the only time you can't do it is when Erev Shabbos falls on Yom Tov, then you can't light with shem and seifa because you're not allowed to burn truma tmeya on Yom Tov. But here in the Mishnah it says you can't use shem and seifa, stop. For a regular Erev Shabbos. Then it says, you can't light Shem and Sreif on Yom Tov. Mashmah is talking about two different cases. No, it's just all one thing. Matam ein madlikim b'shem and Sreif b'yom tov, l'fi shein sorfen kontra b'yom tov. Right, that's what it said. You can't use Shem and Sreif. Why? Because I'm talking about, what's it called, where Erev Shabbos fell on Yom Tov, and the reason you can't do it is because you can't burn Truma on Yom Tov. Rashi. Ula shreifa omeit shasr bachila. Right? If you're not allowed to eat it, you have to burn it. She mitzvah levaro, dilma osi beili de takola dachila. So there's a mitzvah to get rid of it as fast as possible, because maybe you'll come to eat it. Shemayata kadeshi is bayarmer, so you want to get rid of it as fast as possible. You may forget that it's Shabbos and tilt the lamp. The yantif, the lekala mechash latiyo, at least straight. So if that's the case, erev yantif, why shouldn't you be able to light with shem and shreifa? The Erev Shabbos, the Utsorech Lahadlikum Abod Yom. The Nim to Sorif Kod should be Yontif. Right? Since it's Erev Shabbos, that's Yontif, and you have to light it while it's still day, so it comes out, you're burning Kod Shem on Yontif. Well, the Tam of the Pirkin, Yalfina Mikroi, Dein Sorfin. And we learn that, what's it called, that you can't burn Kod Shem later on Yontif from a Pasuk.